As an educator, this is my perspective on the Texas school cell phone ban. And I just want to share how I feel about it and how I think it is absolutely unnecessary. I don't think any of the new education laws are, in fact, are for children first, even though that is, it should be the motto all the way around the whole globe. Everything should be about children first and absolutely children's safety. So with that being said, y'all, I tried to research how many school shootings were happening in America in 2024. And it's like they scrubbing information from the database and there was like no evidence I could find to tell you the total amount of school shootings for 2024. So that won't help me, but you know, and I know, like, what are we doing? And so for some of the school shootings, y'all, you know, when the kids text their parents their last message, I think I'm about to die, this is happening, help. It is a tragedy for me in my mind for them not to have a phone, not to have their phone in a country where gun violence is prominent. That bothers me at night. I'm sorry. Like, what are we doing here? That's number one. That's my first problem with it. It's the safety, man. Do you care? Like, nothing's happened to stop the gun violence. Kids are dying. Take their phones. Let's take their phones. It sounds better. Next, if the problem is also they're not learning, they're not focusing in class, I say that's the teacher's fault. I think it's the teacher's fault, and if you can't handle it there and you bring it to administration, it's gonna be the school's fault. That's their fault. Because have control of your room. That's my fault. That's my thoughts. Have control of your room. That's it. Like, if we're taking accountability off of teachers' shoulders. I used to fear losing my job if a kid pulled out a cell phone, blah, blah, blah. But then I was like, you know what? This is my room. I'm gonna take control. Hello? Okay, y'all, so I practiced some with my students last year. That was very, very effective. A little psychology and a little manipulation. So if you're my student and you see this, you are a part of an experiment Ms. Perry put on you. So what I did, and they can tell you, I took their phones at the door. You're not coming in here with the phone. I'm cool. I'm confident in myself. I like me. People like me. So we're going to get to know me, and you can get to know your classmates. So put that phone in this cubby while I teach. That phone will be in the cubby. Long story short, time passed. Everybody got to know each other. And y'all can attest to this in the comments, kids. Everybody got to know each other, to love each other. It got to the point where I would give them that phone, 10 minutes at the end of period to get back before we transition, right? And it got to the point where they weren't even going to pick up their phones because they bought into the moment. I never was strict. I never took phones for real. Like, I never, nothing. Set the rules. Set the tone for your classroom. It's on you. The government should be making laws because you can't control your room. That's my thoughts too. And for the people that's gonna say, well, little Johnny said he ain't gonna give up his phone and it's gonna be all right. Well, when little Johnny enters campus, he needs to turn that phone in to the building. If it's just that big of a problem. If it gets that big, like, why is it even that big? But set the tone, build the relationships. You got it. You got it. I'm not turning in phones, so I'm not dealing with that this year. But I'm not in favor of the Texas ban. That is such a tragedy. I'm so sad to hear it. And all you students are in my heart all across America because we have a violent country. So there it is. That's my take. Tell me what y'all think in the comments.